Joining me live on the air today is Alpine Town Council member Andrea Burchard today and talking about the upcoming Alpine Winter Jubilee. Andrea, good morning. How are you today? Staying warm,
good
I hope.
I'm a little chilly today.
Yeah, you and the whole dang world, it feels like. Holy cow. You know, it definitely feels like it's Winter Jubilee time. Absolutely does. So we appreciate your time, Andrea, to tell us about it, along with your responsibilities on the council. You're also on the committee that's overseeing and putting together this great event. It's one of those wintertime traditions that Alpine just has embraced and loved, and sounds like it's coming back this year. What are some of the things happening with the Winter Jubilee next weekend?
Well, we've got some new events this year. We've got Friday night, we're going to have our traditional hot dog roast and light parade. And then after the light parade, we have the Lava Flow Fire Dancers from Lava Hot Springs coming over to do a performance for us. So that should be really fun. It'll be outside at the Civic Center by the gazebo. So that should be a really exciting thing to watch.
Very cool. Tell us more about the what do they do? The fire dancers. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, I haven't actually seen them perform before, but I believe it's, you know, kind of a swing toy, which is lit on fire. So okay. They'll just be out there. They'll have music. They'll be swinging the fire. They'll be dancing. You can go watch them on YouTube to get an idea of what they do.
Very cool. So that's happening on Friday night. Understand the traditional light parade is on Friday as well, correct?
Yes, that is correct. So hopefully we get some good entries. It varies from year to year. You know, sometimes we have 5, sometimes we have 20. This year we're asking people to pay a $25 entry fee, but for that fee, they get candy and glow sticks to throw. So it's kind of a wash. We're hoping it'll help us get an idea of how many people are going to participate.
And how do people enter then for the parade? Do they do that the night of, or do they do it beforehand?
Beforehand would be preferable. They can contact Melody at Town Hall.
Okay. And also happening on Friday, the family movie. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, we started that last year. This is something that's hosted by the Alpine Christian Fellowship, and the movie that they have chosen this year is The Wild Robot, which looks pretty exciting.
Excellent. So that all happens on Friday. The hot dog roast at 5, the parade at 6:30, fire dancers at 7:15, and the family movie at 8:15. Alpine Town Council member Andrea Burchard on the weekday wake up this morning. Of course, then, Andrea, you head into Saturday. Tell us what's happening with the children's activities Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, so we have one of our community members that's putting that together. There will be a sledding party and some winter games and a s'mores bar. Alpine Trails and Pathways is going to go down and kind of groom the sledding hill. And they're also going to groom a little cross-country ski trail between the ball field and Melbourne, so that while your kids are playing, you can go for a quick cross-country ski.
Very cool. Love that. And then, of course, you can enjoy some snow cross races this year, right?
Well, unfortunately, they have moved that. Oh. It's not going to be an Alpine this year. I know that is new information as of the end of last week. They were having a really hard time finding people and resources to build the track. So they're going to have it over in Cora at Sagebrush Downs, where they have a couple of their races already scheduled because they already have people over there who can build the track for them. So, you know, it's sad to lose that event, but they're still going to have it. It'll still be on the same day, just in a different location.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's too bad. So no snowcross is part of the event. Andrea Burchard is part of the Town of Alpine Committee putting together the annual Winter Jubilee. And of course, the big event with this, Andrea, every year is the big casino night at the Civic Center. It's a big fundraiser for scholarships and the big capstone of the whole thing.
Correct. Yeah, that is a really, really fun event. Very well attended usually. You, of course, must be 21. It's $40 for a bag of chips, and in that bag you get 50 regular raffle tickets and 2 grand prize raffle tickets. This year, 2 of our grand prizes that we've collected so far is a giant change jar donated by a community member that is estimated the value to be at $1,500.
Wow.
I know, that's a really good one. And then we also have Top of the Rockies and Jenkins Lumber went in together, and they're donating a Traeger Woodridge smoker, which just came out last week. It's a brand new product for Traeger.
So some great items to be won, and you just show up to Casino Night, correct? There's no pre-registration or anything like that.
Correct, yep, you just show up. And we are actually in seeking dealers for Casino Night. So if anybody wants to come out and show off their skills with blackjack, roulette, or poker, we could use some dealers.
Very good. That's Councilmember Andrea Burchard with the Town of Alpine. And next weekend is the Alpine Winter Jubilee on the 31st and 1st. You can visit svialpine.com for all the complete schedule and the details of events. We talked with the Star Valley Arts Council last week. Of course, they're doing the snow sculptures, so that'll be great to see part of that. Anything we missed with this great event, Andrea, that you'd like to mention today?
I just kind of like to give a little shout out to Wyoming Title and Escrow. They came to Bingo last Friday night and sponsored, which means they brought treats and drinks and some giveaways, and they helped us collect over $800 that night that will go into the scholarship fund. So we've got a really good head start.
That's very cool. This this whole event just really just goes to show the community support. It really takes a whole community to put this whole thing together.
Yeah, it really does. We've pulled in quite a few different people this year to help us out. And I do also want to mention the hot dog roast this year is being sponsored by Sierra Booth of Farm Bureau and Jackie Ruth from the Alpine Standard Chevron. So they're putting that together for us this year.
Well, you can't beat a free hot dog on a cold winter night. Again, it's Friday and Saturday next weekend, January 31st, February 1st. The hot dog roast at 5, live parade at 6:30, fire dancers and family movie on Friday night. And then, of course, the children's activity Saturday from noon to 2 and casino night at the Civic Center, 5:30 to 10 o'clock. Andrea Burchard, Alpine Town Council. Andrea, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to next weekend.